Ministers Cause Exam Mess.
Hello and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Yes, Labour has called on ministers to act immediately to sort out exam mess right across England and stop thousands of A-level students being betrayed, in their words. It said it was unacceptable that a flawed system had led to 280,000 pupils having their marks downgraded. Well, if you are a student, there'll probably be many of those individuals who equally agree that this whole fiasco is something that could have been avoided. And we're going to discuss this in a lot more detail. But quite simply, it's all a question of grade and betrayed. Fair examination scores good qualification, but bad adjudication results in discrimination. Clergyman Pete, I ask you, if you were an A-level student, what would your thoughts be today if you'd have gone under the government system?
Yes, well, it would depend what had happened to me, I guess, but I would see the unfairness of it, because what we're seeing is, I mean, going against the principles of fairness, which you just take to heart, and in the Bible, Proverbs 31, verse 9, it says, "Open your mouth and judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." So you're meant to judge righteously, to be fair, it would be part of that. Psalm 106, verse 3 says, "Blessed are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times." So even in these difficult situations, and we recognise, of course, here at Mark and Pete, that the government were in a difficult situation with this response required to the fact that there'd been a lockdown, which they themselves imposed, but you know, it being in place, they had a difficult decision to make. But you still need to be fair. Now, my experience of making decisions about what grades that someone might get. So I have no experience as a teacher. I used to work in the state sector as a teacher. My experience is with SATs tests and trying to predict what pupils will get the next year and the year after that, and trying to predict the value that the school adds. And we found, by using different methods, using an algorithm to predict it, or finding what the teachers thought from their knowledge of the pupil, that the teacher grades were pretty much always more accurate about what grade was finally achieved. So I think that they went the wrong route here, and certainly involvement of teachers who knew the pupils would be better. But still, it's still a whole mess, isn't it, Mark?
Well, I'm afraid it's a mess on a number of fronts. And so for all our aliens that have just joined us from outer planet.
Yes, welcome once again. I don't know why they keep joining us.
Why have we got ourselves into this situation? Because quite simply, because of COVID-19, all of the examinations, because of the pandemic, were cancelled. Now, we're going to talk about that in a bit, but essentially the grades were awarded using a controversial modelling system, with the key factors being the ranking order of pupils and previous exams, etc., and the results of schools and colleges. And as Clergyman Peters alluded to, that really, perhaps, if you were going to go down that route, you would probably have factored in the teachers who were actually knew their pupils a lot better. Yeah, sure. But I have something slightly more serious on this, because on the one hand, this is the short term. If they were to go through this assessment, I still believe that they could have delayed the examinations and put the students through them a few months later. So normally what would have happened is they would have taken, for example, either May, June or July exams. And we do appreciate that COVID-19 has caused logistical challenges for many, many people, whether it be in academia or in any form of business. However, as we have seen successfully through other industries, delaying the situation, still keeping people up to date, up to speed, and in students' cases, I think that there could have been a lot of online learning. I think that what should have happened is that the exam should have been delayed to now. Essentially, where we are talking now is August 2020. And yeah, I believe that, bearing in mind that the unlock That's the people who could now go out and about with careful planning and orchestration and social distancing. It could have been possible to have put students into a hall, into classrooms, orchestrated carefully, and they could have gone through an examination system in the normal way. Yes, the damage would have been the 2 or 3 months of delay. But I still believe that what we're now into is there are students who are out there who are sitting there with grades well below what is deemed, in some cases, as even the teachers would say, well below the expectations of the individual. And the other thing I would also say is, even if the system had been fair, although it isn't, what I would say is that, and this is the controversial side, folks, so yes, get your little digits ready to write in. But I believe from a business perspective, 2020 is going to be a damaging year on a number of fronts. But I think from an academic point of view, anyone coming out with what I would describe as a hollow qualification, meaning you haven't taken an exam, I still believe, rightly or wrongly, that many students will be judged unfairly because they haven't gone through the same process as decades, centuries, and many other factors to consider when employers are looking at new candidates. Now, this is damaging on a number of fronts, and it's about credibility. So, Clergyman Pete, credibility of academia, but also credibility of individuals. Do you think that the government now should reassess this and put those students through an exam system in some form, now that we're seeing that there's a little bit more openness to have people in a physical location?
Do I think the, are you asking me if they think, I think they should put the current
scrap the model cohort that they've got, just take it away and put the students through the test papers that they would normally have done, the normal traditional examination.
I just don't think that's going to happen. But certainly, looking back at it, they should have delayed. To say that they should now bring them back, it's just too late to do it because what we're seeing is there's a few things. One is that they're starting to move on. They're going to be getting their places at university, college, and jobs. And also, they've in this instance forgotten it. You know, they've come out of the system. They've stopped, you know, they're assuming that bringing to the fore coursework as being a major part of the examination process. And actually, not just written work that isn't by exams. Coursework can include exams, you see, in that it's done during the course. So you could do exams, but you don't do it all at the end. Now, if this had been implemented, then you would now, you know, we're just missing one exam or two, you know, from the entire course. It wouldn't have been an issue, or so at least not as big an issue.
Yeah.
And you could then, have brought in, if you say, you could now say, we'll do the final units now. So if they'd have been testing with not just diagnostic testing, you know, to see how they're doing, but actual testing to give final results throughout the course, this concentrates the minds of the pupils and also means you're not going to have this same issue again. So that's the answer looking for. He doesn't answer what to do now. Sadly, I would say that the only thing to do really is now is to accept that they're not going to take the exams, that those are the results they've got. But you could say you've got an option to retake your year. I think that's the only way to do it. Because otherwise they'll be out of the system. They do worse, do worse than they would have done. Give them the option of doing the year again.
Should be something that should be offered to those who, for example, can't get into university because those grades weren't good enough.
I mean, yes, and that's a practical action that the government could take right now. They could certainly encourage colleges, schools, sixth forms, etc., to go ahead with that right now and say this is something that we, you know, they could put a little bit of funding behind it because, you know, it's a question of, you know, funding the going back into the school. That's an extra pupil. But, you know, that's in place anyway. That mechanism is in place anyway.
I think it needs to be funding enforced per pupil, in other ways because I think that some students are having to make very, very clear and decisive decisions because they may say, well, I'm not going to pursue an academic career anymore. Yes. I'm going to go into industry. That's assuming they can get into industry now. But the language that has been used,
yes, assuming there is
by
any
politicians, yeah, has been quite harsh. So, for example, the word injustice has been used quite a lot. So the Labour said that the lack of consistency in individual results was heartbreaking for those affected by the by it, and that the government was squarely to blame for sticking with a fatally flawed results system. It went on, and Sir Keir Starmer, who is the Labour leader, said across the last 24 hours, sure, the scale of the injustice has become clear. Young people and parents right across the country in every town and city feel let down and betrayed. So it plays to the points that we've been saying about grade and portrayed. So the point here is that I don't believe that the government, yes, is doing enough to rectify this. When errors occur, and let's be honest, on the Mark and Pete show, we've sadly exploited many of the foibles in government in recent times. This is just another one.
Yeah. Great for entertainment and content.
It is an unprecedented time, but what it has done, that this system has caused chaos, and we are living in a chaotic world. Let's try and have some clearer thinking. I still can't understand why they didn't delay to then put in a better physical exam system. There is a reason that there's one, yes, one final point now, I just raise on this, and this is a prediction. And that is that what if COVID-19 continues through 2021? Does that mean that those students who were due to take or will be taking their exams in 2021, do they have to go through this assessment system? Or should we be thinking about trying to prevent the same mistakes being implemented?
Ways, yes. Let's put it. There's a few things that I would say just in closing. One is, let's get a system of being able to take exams online and plan for it next year now, in case there is some need for lockdown. Maybe not next year, but maybe a worse disease comes another year. Let's have something in place. Let's have some forward planning. Certainly schools could consider the switch to coursework, but that would take time. That certainly isn't a quick fix. That would be a change in a whole culture, in some cases, of the way that you teach. So that certainly isn't something you could implement quickly. But the other thing to say is that when you said earlier, Mark, that businesses are not going to operate like a charity and say, these are charity cases. Oh, what a shame. They want to see people who have got the results. And there is precedent for this, because back in the day, years ago, there were quite a few bomb scares in exams. I experienced it myself in an exam I took. It was a mock exam in my case, so it wouldn't have affected the final result, but other people had exams closed down because there was a bomb scare, not even a real bomb. Now, no one remembered, no employee then said, oh, it's okay, there was a bomb scare, so it doesn't matter that you didn't get your
absolutely,
exam.
Absolutely,
that never happened. Right? Yeah. So the fact that you haven't done the exams means you haven't done the exam. So, hard-hitting business people are not going to accept that as an excuse, even though it's not the pupil's fault. It doesn't matter that it's not their
business
fault.
To the prospective employer, it becomes more serious, because the dynamic of an exam, as we all know, and I think everyone throughout the world has had to go through this process, whether they like it or not, will recognize that the pressures of exam is a measure of you as an individual. Now, I appreciate that people are young, and they can mature, and they can overcome these, and it's a stepping stone. But you remove that dynamic. So as we very well know, some people who are absolutely excellent at their subject, they are adept, they know their subject very well, can crumble in an exam situation. Similarly, somebody who's fairly average can excel, and they can do very well because they can cope with the pressure. But you remove that particular mechanism, what you're left with, and I come back to this term of hollow exam or a result, a qualification, it is the result
doesn't have
the same measure against the candidates that you have in the market. Now, we're probably over, some people might say,
yes, it doesn't compare with previous years.
Mine is that people would be more accommodating. I'm sorry to have to say, you liberal minded individuals, but that isn't the way the world works, especially when companies have to pick the best individuals that they can get, particularly in a market with where we're now, yes, folks, officially in a recession, particularly in the United Kingdom. Other countries are potentially heading that way, whether they be in Europe or even the United States has struggled and is still struggling, albeit that they're sort of getting back because of the impact of COVID-19. But the point here is that businesses are trying to survive.
In a patchy manner.
And the only way that they'll take people on, whether they be at any areas of life, is because they want the best. And the way that they will judge people, if imagine this, did you have a student who has gone through the academic process and the normal exam process and one that hasn't, you're going to favour the one that's gone through the normal process. And exams and grades are also a factor here. And here's a statistic, which, again, we could probably get some people wincing. Interestingly, under this current system, figures from Ofqual show that independent schools had disproportionately benefited from the rise in top grades by 5% compared with for comprehensives and just 0.3% points for further education colleges. So some people are always going to be winners and some people are losers, but either way, I think that we've all lost in this.
Yes, so I mean, just in closing, there's a just to confirm what you said, that it's the algorithm that was used, let's say, to arrive at the results was flawed. Any algorithm would be flawed. And so what you can say is the long-term view of the government should have been, look, we've got this big crisis, but let's look at the long-term for these people in their careers, because they're part of the future workforce and academic individuals and et cetera, in our society and in our economy. Let's look at the long term and simply delay the exams, which is that's what they should have done. But we're in the situation now. So just to repeat the Mark and Pete advice, that's what should be done next time. Don't panic. I have an alternative way of taking the exams or delay them until they can be taken. But now, with the situation being as it is for this cohort, offer them the chance to retake in a year's time when they've had a chance to get back in the groove, relearn their material. Give them that option, because
think? Do you believe that ministers have got a straight fail on this particular effort? We'd love to hear from you. I mean, do you have one of your relatives and somebody who you know who's going through this pain on this examination system, and do you believe that perhaps the government could have done better? Or maybe conversely, you think actually this was perfectly fair under the circumstances. We'd love to hear from you. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, we'll be examining this subject as it unfolds further. So join us again next time for Topical Topics with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.